Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Polling underway peacefully for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Union Territory of Puducherry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says women's reservation in legislative bodies is key to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Indian-flagged vessel carrying 15,400 tons of LPG arrives at Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority in Mumbai. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri calls on U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment Michael P. Duffy to advance India and U.S. defense partnership. Indian women boxers clinch 3 gold medals in Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia. And in Badminton Asia Championships, Ayush Shetty advances to men's singles quarterfinals. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Polling percentage is steadily increasing in Keralam since early morning itself. After 2 hours, the polling percentage was 16.27% and reached 50% by 1 p.m. We now go over live to our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent, Smithy M. Paluruthi. Smithy, could you please tell our listeners how is the polling progressing over there?
Well, sir, the polling percentage till 1 p.m. was 41.16. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Leader of Opposition V.D. Satheesan and BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekharan were among the early voters. The state control room in Thiruvananthapuram is closely monitoring the progress of voting across the state. Long queues is seen at several polling booths in both urban and rural areas. Well, sir. Tight security arrangements are in place at polling booths with enhanced deployment of 2040 identified sensitive locations. With this, it is back to you, well, sir.
Right. Thank you, Smithy, for those details. The overall polling percentage in Assam was recorded till 1 p.m. at 59.63%. Highest voter turnout was recorded at South Salmara Mankachar district with the turnout of 65.95%, while the lowest was recorded in Kamrup at 49.47%. We go over live to our Guwahati correspondent, Rakesh Dole. Rakesh, tell us how the polling is progressing over there.
Yes, well, sir, in Assam, no major untoward incidents have been reported so far, and polling is continuing by and large peacefully across the state. Bad weather has been reported from several parts of the state, though, but despite this, the state is recording an impressive voter turnout. Till 1 p.m., as you have said, the polling percentage stood at 59.63%, with South Salmara Mankachar district recording around 66%. Gualpara district in the second with 65.79% and Darang on the third, 65.2%. And Kamrup district, metropolitan district, has recorded 49. That's the lowest one. Overall, the state is witnessing an impressive polling trend so far. If we see look back to 2021 general election in Assam, the total voter turnout was 82.42%. But if the current trend continues, the final polling percentage is likely to surpass the previous record. Officially voting ends at 5 p.m. today evening. Well, sir.
Right. Thank you, Rakesh, for bringing us those details. Puducherry registered a voter turnout of nearly 57% till 1 p.m. And we have our correspondent Bibin S. Nath with us live. Bibin, tell us how the polls are progressing in Puducherry.
Well, sir, braving the intense heat, people across Puducherry are turning out in large numbers with great enthusiasm to cast their votes. Long queues have been witnessed at several polling stations even during the afternoon hours, clearly reflecting strong voter commitment. As per the latest update from Election Commission, the Union Territory has recorded an overall voter turnout of 56.7% so far. At the constituency level, Thiruvuvanai has recorded the highest turnout at 62.35%, whereas Mahi has seen the lowest at 45.39% till now. Except for minor clashes Pratiksha supported between party workers in Bahor and Nettapakkam, no major incidents of violence have been reported so far and polling continues in a largely peaceful manner. Also, it may be recalled that last assembly election in Puducherry recorded a voter turnout of 82.2%. Going by the current trend in which most of the constituencies scaled half a mark by noon, election officials remain optimistic that this time the turnout could cross 90%. Valsa.
Right. Thanks for those comprehensive details, Bibin. In Nagaland, peaceful polling is underway across all 30 polling stations for the by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district. The polling percentage till 1 p.m. stands at 57.91%. Polling began at 7 a.m. amid heightened security arrangements and will continue till 4 p.m. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. In poll-based Tamil Nadu, today is the last date for withdrawal of nomination. The final list of contestants in the fray will be released later this evening. According to the present status, a total of 5,024 nominations have been accepted. More from our correspondent.
Electioneering is reaching a crescendo even as there is less than 2 weeks for the polling. This time, it will be a three-cornered contest with AIADMK-led NDA, Secular Progressive Alliance led by DMK and the Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam led by actor Vijay, making its debut at all the 234 constituencies in the state. The present assembly election has a remarkable participation of the young voters in electioneering. Political pundits say that this time, in addition to election speeches, it seems that social media has become a major stakeholder, reigning a definite frenzied trend on the voters' opinion, though it may be considered as shallow or immature. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Sharing a video, the Prime Minister said Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation.
हमने कुछ वर्ष पहले नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम पारित किया था और सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने सहमति से किया था और सबकी इच्छा है कि 2029 में जब लोकसभा के चुनाव होंगे तब हमारे देश की नारी शक्ति को जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में लोकसभा में विधानसभाओं में 33% स्थान मिलना ही चाहिए.
Prime Minister Modi said it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and the assembly elections in various states in the coming times are conducted with women's reservation in place.
एक बहुत ही सकारात्मक माहौल दिख रहा है. इन्हीं विषयों को लेकर के मैंने आज अखबारों में एक लेख लिखा है. मेरे अपने विचार मैंने साझा किए हैं. लेकिन मैं आज आपसे आग्रह करता हूँ, आप इस लेख को जरूर पढ़ें, औरों को भी पढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करें और हम सभी राजनीतिक दलों को प्रेरित करें, उनका उत्साहवर्धन करें कि वो उमंग के साथ 16, 17, 18 संसद में इस विशेष काम के लिए जब हम मिल रहे हैं तो इसको पारित करें और सब मिल करके इसका जश्न मनाएं.
Highlighting the contribution of women, the Prime Minister said women are at the forefront of the country's progress across every field, from science and technology to entrepreneurship, from sports to the armed forces and from music to the arts. He added that when women participate in administration and decision-making, they bring with them experiences and insights that enrich public discourse and improve the quality of governance. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the welfare of farmers and fishermen will be taken care of when the BJP forms the government in West Bengal. Addressing a public rally in Haldia in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said the paddy farmers, potato farmers and betel leaf farmers will be benefited if BJP forms the state government after the assembly election.
मछुआरों के लिए किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड केसीसी बीजेपी ने दिया. मछुआरों के लिए 5 लाख रुपए तक का बीमा बीजेपी ने दिया. लाखों मछुआरे साथी इसका फायदा उठा चुके हैं. बीजेपी की सरकार बनने से केंद्र की हर स्कीम यहां तेजी से लागू होगी. इससे सब किसानों को फायदा ही फायदा होगा.
On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee today joined a rally at Meena Khan in North 24 Parganas district. She will also address public meetings at other places in North 24 Parganas district. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. An India-flagged LPG vessel, Green Asha, arrived in Mumbai today and berthed at the liquid terminal of Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority, JNPA. The vessel crossed the Strait of Hormuz carrying 15,400 tons of LPG. It is the first such vessel to reach JNPA since the onset of the conflict involving Iran, the United States and Israel. All crew members on board are reported safe and the cargo is secure. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri discussed the ongoing developments in the Indo-Pacific region and West Asia with U.S. Undersecretary of War for Policy Elbridge Colby at the Pentagon. Mr. Misri met the Undersecretary today after their recent meeting in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India-U.S. Defense Policy Group meeting. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a three-day visit to Washington, D.C. The government has debunked a false propaganda by Pakistani accounts claiming that the Indian Air Force's Nalia Air Base in Gujarat provided refueling and logistic support to Israeli jets in a recent Israeli strike on Iran's Chabahar port. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has clarified that the claim is fake. PIB explained that the narrative is part of a deliberate disinformation attempt aimed at creating confusion and provoking tensions. PIB has further urged citizens not to share any unverified content. The Indian Army's Trishakti Corps has launched Operation Him Setu to evacuate stranded tourists in Lachen, North Sikkim. A landslide has disrupted road connectivity between Lachen and Chungthang in North Sikkim, impacting movement in the region. More from our correspondent.
A landslide has disrupted road connectivity between Lachen and Chungthang in North Sikkim recently. Trishakti Corps under Eastern Command Indian Army launched Operation Him Setu to restore access and assist stranded tourists. The Border Roads Organization is working in close coordination with troops of Trishakti Corps, undertaking continuous road clearance, snow removal and restoration of connectivity under challenging weather and terrain conditions. Evacuation is being conducted in phases. So far, 135 tourists have been safely evacuated, along with 32 light vehicles and 10 motorcycles. Approximately 1,000 tourists remain in Lachen, with sustained efforts underway to ensure their safe evacuation at the earliest. Moinak Chatterjee, Akashvani, Gangtok.
Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi will launch the 8th edition of Poshan Pakhwara 2026 in New Delhi this afternoon. The theme for Poshan Pakhwara is maximizing brain development in the first 6 years of life. During the Pakhwara, activities will be organized across states and union territories through Anganwadi centers with participation from mothers, caregivers, families, community institutions and local bodies. In Asian Boxing Championships, Indian women boxers dominated the event today, clinching 3 gold and 1 silver in a single day in Mongolia. Reigning world champion Meenakshi Huda defeated Nomundari Eng Amgalan of Mongolia 5-0 to clinch the gold in 48 kilogram. Preeti Pawar overcame the challenge 5-0 against Chinese Taipei's Huang Xiaowei in 54 kilogram. In Badminton Asia Championships, Ayush Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals in men's singles after defeating higher-ranked Chi Yu Zhen in straight games. However, H.S. Pranoy exited the tournament after losing to China's Wang Hong Yang. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling underway peacefully for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Union Territory of Puducherry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says women's reservation in legislative bodies is key to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Indian flagged vessel carrying 15,400 tons of LPG arrives at Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority in Mumbai. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri calls on U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment Michael P. Duffy to advance India-U.S. defense partnership. Indian women boxers clinch 3 gold medals in Asian Boxing Championships in Mongolia. And in Badminton Asia Championships, Ayush Shetty advances to men's singles quarterfinals. With that, we end the midday news.